Today is October 18th, 2012, and this is David Ehrenhart from the Illinois Fire Service Institute talking to Captain Curtis Brown from the Bethalto Fire Department. We are discussing Assistant Chief Charles Lanen, who died in the line of duty in 2004. Can you tell me about the history of the Bethalto Fire Department?
Well, the history since I was on, it was pretty, didn't have many runs we went on. Average around 650 a year. It was mostly medical calls. As far as the personnel, there was, you know, it was pretty much a good old boy fire department. You know, you had your higher ups that kind of ran the department, and it was nothing to go across the street and have a beer or two. You know, it was a real low key department, and throughout the years, it's kind of gotten a little more professional. And not saying the good old boy department's bad, but you know, it's a little bit of a different department nowadays.
Okay, thank you. I know you've talked a little bit about the history since you've been on. Is there anything else about the department and how it was, what it was like at the time that Assistant Chief Lanen was with the department?
As far as what it was like, I don't know, they're really, it was very low key. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. What can you tell me about Assistant Chief Lanen? In his career, for example, did he have any special responsibilities as assistant chief?
Mainly what I remember is, you know, like after we'd get back from a fire, it was his responsibility to make sure, you know, we were putting everything back in service, you know, getting the packs and stuff back in order. Just basically putting the department back in its place after we've pretty much tore it up, you know, going to a fire. Other than that, you know, he did a lot with training. Basically, I think he might have been the training officer at the time. I only served with him for around 2 years, and I believe he did a lot with training, and he was a good pack trainer. You know, I attribute just about everything I know about using an air pack to him. You know, other than that, it was just mainly just basic station duties.
Okay, thank you. Do you remember any interesting or unique anecdotes about Assistant Chief Lanen?
The thing that really stands out is he always had his coffee or his tea cup, and you know, everybody would hide it and play jokes with it, but you know, you never seen him without his big old mug. And another thing, I've never seen anybody do it, but he always put ice in his beer. And never since then or never before have I seen anybody do that before, but he was always given a hard time about that. But you know, as a person, I think, you know, first meeting him, you would think that he was kind of a jerk if you really didn't know him. But once you got to know him, he really knew his stuff. And, you know, I think he put on a good front on being a hard ass, and, you know, really got his point across whenever he was training people. And that's the main thing I remember, you know, as far as quirky stuff, you know, the teacup was the funniest thing.
Okay, thank you. What was the reaction of other firefighters when they learned that Assistant Chief Lanen was hospitalized?
I mean, naturally everybody was in shock. It was so unexpected. You know, he didn't seem to be in bad health or anything like that. You know, he it was really unexpected, and it upset a lot of people.
How did the line of duty death affect individuals within your organization and the community?
Well, I think the community, or the fire service and the community, lost a really good firefighter, a good leader. I think he would have gone even further. I mean, he was assistant chief, but I think the city of Bethalto lost a good man that day.
Okay, thank you. How did your organization or community memorialize Assistant Chief Lane, and can you describe the funeral?
The funeral, it was the big thing. It was raining. If you could call it a funeral, awesome. You know, it was kind of inappropriate to call it that, but it was really a heart-wrenching funeral. Like I said, I only known him for 2 years. I didn't know him personally real well, but it still, it was a sad day. But a beautiful funeral. You know, we had we put him on our old pumper, on the hose bed of the pumper. Just seeing the flag-draped coffin, just kind of gets to you.
Okay, thank you. Is there anything from this incident that would be helpful to today's firefighters?
Just, take care of your body. I mean, he died of a stroke, so, I mean, you just got to stay healthy. If you were to learn anything from it, I mean, just mainly keep your body in shape and limit the possibilities of something like that happening.
Okay, thank you. Is there anything else that you would like to share about Assistant Chief Lanen or the Bethalto Fire Department that we did not cover during this interview?
No, just mainly, Mike was a great guy. Like I said, if you didn't know him, you'd think he was the biggest jerk in the world. But once you got to know him, he was a great guy, good trainer. He's been missed. He was a good guy.
Okay, thank you.